Amen. Well, it's an honor to be able to bring the word tonight. Our title for this message is When God Reveals. God places importance upon his revelation to us and how we respond to it. In the Old Testament, we read often of how God revealed himself and spoke to his people through prophets, kings, men and women of God, so that his people would know his commands and his covenant of love. Do you know today that God is still revealing himself to us today? One of the ways that God speaks to us is by revelation as we read his word. His Holy Spirit enlightens our hearts and minds with the truth of who he is and his guidance. I wonder how often have you prayed, God, reveal your heart to me, reveal your truth to me for this particular situation. There is supernatural revelation that God has ordained that we receive from his living word. And the Apostle Paul, he prays for the church at Ephesus, a crucial prayer that applies to us today. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Paul prays that our knowledge of Christ might increase and abound by revelation. And the word revelation here is interpreted as a disclosure of truth and instruction given to the soul by God himself through his Holy Spirit. Why is our knowledge of Christ, a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so important to our spiritual life? Because there is a spiritual war against your faith to remain steadfast. John 10:10, we know it well, warns us that the enemy comes for one purpose, to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, let's look at Proverbs 29, verse 18, out of a few of the translations tonight. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. The NIV, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. The Message, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. The Amplified, where there is no vision, no revelation of God and his word, the people are unrestrained. But happy and blessed is he who keeps the law of God. The NCV, where there is no word from God, people are uncontrolled. And the KJV tonight, where there is no vision, the people perish. And so Satan has come to kill your faith, specifically to destroy your knowledge of what Jesus is speaking. He is working constantly to tempt you to remain spiritually weak, dry bones, blind eyes, deaf ears, a heart that is self-pleasing instead of God-pleasing. And so I'm so thankful that God's word is clear. We need the revelation of the Lord over our lives. We need spiritual eyes and ears, hearts that are ready to respond so that we can remain steadfast. So my encouragement to you tonight is every time you open up your Bible, before you read anything, say a simple prayer. Holy Spirit, reveal your voice to me. Bring me revelation of how you want to strengthen my life. And you know, for many of our situations, it is not a matter of, God, when will you speak? The truth is, you may just need fresh revelation on what he has already said. Number one tonight, when God reveals the cross. In Ephesians 1, Paul tells us we were chosen to be called sons and daughters of the living God, that through the work of the cross we have been forgiven, sealed by the Holy Spirit. And then he prays for us to know Christ better because of his own personal revelation. We know Paul's story. He was the greatest persecutor of the church. The hardest heart towards God, he hated the gospel. Until one day on the road to Damascus, as he was walking along, a bright light shone from heaven and he hears the audible voice of Jesus. Saul, why are you persecuting me? Paul was interrupted on his path of sin and spiritual death with an undeniable revelation of who Jesus was. It says he falls to his knees, surrenders his life, and he was never the same. Well, we also have Peter, another one who received revelation of who Jesus is. Matthew 16, verses 13 to 17. Jesus asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And so they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And the Spirit of God is asking the same question to every one of us tonight. Who do you say Jesus is? Because who you declare Jesus to be in your life will determine your spiritual victory. If he is Christ, the Son of the living God, that means that he went to the cross for you. He bled and died so that you could be forgiven and brought into relationship with him. Are you here tonight and your sin, the condemnation that only comes from Satan, is holding you back from repentance, from receiving the forgiveness of a merciful Savior? You see, we are responsible for when God speaks, when he reminds us about the cross, about who Jesus is. We must walk saved, redeemed, set free by the blood of Jesus. Number two tonight, when God reveals his resurrection power. Philippians 3, verses 8 and 10. "Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." Paul prayed earnestly for our knowledge to increase in order to prepare us for battle. Ephesians 1, 18 to 20, "That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places." We are urged to receive revelation of the resurrection power at work within us. It is his power that destroys every weapon that has been formed against us. His power destroys every spiritual host of wickedness and evil that has set itself to steal, kill, and destroy from your spiritual inheritance. 2 Peter 3, verses 17 to 18. "You therefore, beloved, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Can you hear the Spirit of God speaking? The enemy is warring against your very soul and you gaining your spiritual inheritance. Acts chapter 14, 21 to 22. "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, 'We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God.'" This word tribulation is translated trouble, anguish, affliction, distress, pressure. The war against our faith is the most important war that each one of us must win if we want victory daily, if we want to remain steadfast to enter the kingdom of God. And so we must be a people who know how to strengthen our faith in every trial we face. And God's word gives us the key to this. It will be how well you know Christ and his power within you. So here are some moments for us tonight when you will need to have a deep knowledge of Christ, a fresh revelation regarding your supernatural weapons. The first one, in the trial of discouragement and disappointment. You see, Satan will lie to you about God's loving kindness, about his care over you, causing you to doubt until your faith is weak. In the trial of weariness and heaviness, in these moments, Satan will tempt you to find comfort and pleasure in sin, ungodly habits, so that you no longer press through for your breakthrough. In the trial of worry and anxiety, this trial is rooted in fear. Satan prowls like a roaring lion on those whose fear turns to deep worry and anxiety. So for every trial, we must understand that the enemy is working to keep you bound to your trial, to keep you weak without revelation, without power, to tempt you to unbelief. In the midst of our trials, it is our revelation of God's power at work within us that is the key to us remaining steadfast in his strength and supernatural peace. Ephesians 6, 10 to 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Your weapon of worship will strengthen you. Your belt of truth will expose and destroy every single lie. Your sword of the Spirit will attack every spirit of oppression and depression in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the promise of his word. It will be your shield of faith that will actually empower you and enable you to stand strong and to overcome. And so we have to be the body of Christ who are awake to the war on our faith, who are awake to God's power within us. Ephesians 5, 14 to 16. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, that spirit of wisdom, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The days are evil. This warfare that we must be awakened to, it is serious. After Jesus said to Peter, blessed are you, for this revelation has come to you from God, he said, I am giving you the keys to spiritual life so that when you pray, you will have power. Matthew 16, 18 to 19. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. We must remain steadfast through every temptation to turn away and live for ourselves. Church, we must press until the end. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And so when God speaks to us through his word, he is looking for us to respond in faith, a faith that is genuine, a faith that is tested, a faith that will cause you to overcome every trial, temptation, and weapon that will ever be formed against you. This is how important your faith is tonight. 1 John 5:4 out of the Amplified. For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. This is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Without revelation, the people perish. It is possible for believers to enter into a spiritual life that is dry, without power, without any anointing. We must resist that kind of life. Hear the voice of the Lord and believe in His power. And number three tonight, when God reveals your purpose in His kingdom. Ephesians 1:17 out of the Message. I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing Him personally. Your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is He is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life He has for His followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of His work in us who trust Him. Endless energy, boundless strength. Our purpose is to seek and to build the kingdom of God with Him. Matthew 6:33, we can all recite it, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Church, our purpose is to pray for souls to enter the kingdom. Pray they would remain steadfast. God speaks to us that we have to be spiritually awake to the war that rages for souls. Mark 13:7-8. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. We must perceive the time that we have been set in. But do not fear the turmoil or the future. Ephesians 1:20 tells us that Jesus is sitting on the throne, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. He is reigning today and forevermore. And so let us remember that as other kingdoms are rising up against kingdoms, Hebrews tells us that we serve the only kingdom that can never be shaken. Yes, the days are evil, but Jesus is on the throne, church, and He is interceding for souls. Let's have the worship ministry return, please. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge, to the revelation of the truth. 2 Corinthians 4:4 out of the NIV. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ. And so we must pray that the powers of darkness that are working against the minds of unbelievers would be destroyed. Every lie torn down. His truth to be revealed. This is the war for souls. We have to pray for the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Matthew 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. This word violence here, it means to use force, to crowd oneself into, to press. And one commentator, I want to read what he says about this passage. To share in the heavenly kingdom is sought for with the most ardent zeal and the intensest exertion. The violent take it by force. They who will have an interest in the great salvation are carried out towards it with a strong desire. They will have it upon any terms. They will not quit their hold without a blessing. Oh, that we could see a greater number, not with an angry contention, thrusting others out of the kingdom of heaven, but with a holy contention, thrusting themselves into it. Church, pray for blind eyes to be open. Pray for deaf ears to be opened, hard hearts to be softened, ready to obey in the name of Jesus. Matthew 9:37-38, out of the Message. Then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places, reported kingdom news, and healed their diseased bodies, healed their bruised and hurt lives. And when he looked out over the crowds, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. What a huge harvest, he said to his disciples. How few workers, on your knees and pray for harvest hands. God has revealed and has spoken to us about our purpose in his kingdom. His heart breaks for the lost, for the one soul. The evil god of this age is working constantly to keep the revelation of Jesus Christ from breaking through. Do our hearts break as his does? Will we bow down and cry out for souls? Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've been given our weapons of warfare. Ephesians 6, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end. Listen, we have been given the keys to the kingdom to prophesy against the powers of darkness through prayer. Ask the Lord to loose the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus. We have to pray the word of God and the will of God into souls. Acts 26:17-18. I now send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And I just believe tonight that the Spirit of God is speaking and is asking us this question. Can a city be changed? Can a family be changed? Can a spouse be delivered from addiction and depression? Can a son come home? Can a daughter be set free? I mean, can a nation actually be changed? If our revelation tonight is that Jesus is Savior, Redeemer, the resurrected one, that he is sitting on the throne, interceding, willing that none would perish, then yes, a family can be changed. A city can be impacted. There is no deliverance too great for Jesus, the resurrected one, the one who is reigning in a kingdom that can never be shaken. That is the word of God to us tonight. And so he has set us in this time for his purpose. And he is speaking to us that the level of your revelation, it matters to your faith, remaining steadfast. That level of your revelation, it matters to you advancing the kingdom. And I can say for my own life, and I'm sure you can as well, I am so thankful that over the years in my life, the countless number of fresh revelations that have come over my life, they have saved me. They have changed my prayer life, and they have ignited my passion for Jesus time and time and time again. It is time for there to be the greatest spiritual awakening over the church of God, over this city. Let's stand together tonight. Do you know that your revelation of Jesus can set you free? When God reveals his resurrection power, use your weapons with faith. Overcome that enemy of your soul. God sees you tonight. He knows you in every single situation, and he is reminding you that he is reigning. We are called to win the war for our faith and intercede with him for his kingdom. Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life. Pull this scripture into your life. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Your revelation tonight will change you. When you receive revelation of the knowledge of who Jesus Christ actually is, nothing will hinder you from pressing, from remaining, from standing, from interceding, from believing that we serve the God of miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to worship together tonight, but if you need prayer for anything, please come. We would love to pray with you, but let's worship the Lord. Let's stir our faith tonight. Let's ask and let's receive all that he wants to do in our lives for his glory. Amen.